talking about stuff. Oh God.
And now we're talking about stuff.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Was that the fifth person?
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many people
in
here.
The voices in Ian's head of.
This is Maddie.
This is Sabrina.
This is Spencer.
And this is Ian.
And you are tuning in to Live from the Pillow Fort. Thank you for that. The next song is really good. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
We have some special guests.
We have some special guests on the show who have already taken the liberty of introducing themselves.
And
Ponder.
We have a really lovely kind of show lined up for you guys.
We do have a lovely show.
This is true. This is information that is factual.
And it kind of, well, should we talk about the theme?
Yeah, let's talk about the theme.
You know, it's getting to be that point in the semester when the sun starts shining.
Sun shining. That song was cut from
flowers. The birds are chirping.
The flowers are not really yet.
Not yet.
Soon.
Some of them. Soon. They're daffodils.
Oh, there are daffodils.
I'm so excited for the next song.
Yeah. Did you just see it?
Yeah.
No one else look. Anyway, so the songs are springtime themed.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
But it's like a loose theme.
Yeah. Like what we would listen to when we're
So speak to your song. That was a Spencer song.
Yeah, that was a Spencer song.
What was that?
That was Salad Forest by All Natural Lemon and Lime Flavors.
The title.
That is such a good
band name. And a good band name.
It's an amazing band name. And that album is really good. So, like, everybody go check that out. I've been trying to put people onto that. But I don't know. It's just kind of funky. It has a lot of pep in its step, so to speak. It's like
That's what my middle school bullies told me.
No, but like, come on, like it reaches like this crescendo, and it's really nice and very, I don't know, really nice harmonies.
What's
funky
the spring
bass line.
Vibe?
I just think like if now you can't play the song again, but like just the sounds that are emanating from it kind of give the sense of like fresh air and like maybe being in a car when the breeze is warmer than it usually was for like the
That's
last
so
2 weeks.
Poetic.
So poetic, so eloquent.
That was
I never look at music that way.
English,
talented,
English major
brilliant,
stuff.
Incredible, show-stopping.
Never not ever been
done
seen
before. Not afraid to reference and or / not reference.
Anyway, Sabrina, why don't
man, you guys like co-opted that for
why
me.
Don't you give us a stay safe, guys, it's scary out there.
Not very strange.
Sabrina, give us a similar analysis for the song that's about to
this
play.
This next song is, well, if
don't
you can
say what it
yourself
is.
As a tall, fit, blonde woman running down a beach with her soccer team trying to like make it advance to her soccer coach so she can run alongside her soccer coach in this beautiful dramatic scene
in Mexico at soccer camp,
and it's probably spring.
And maybe,
well, it's summer, but it's spring in her mind.
She later goes over to his cabin.
You had me at fit young blonde woman. I was
that's
like, finally
you.
Finally a song. My story is being told.
Okay, let's hear it.
Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. tries are outside the line. We've been conditioned to not make mistakes, but I can't live that way. No. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in. No one else, no one else can speak the words on your lips. Trench yourself in words unspoken, live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins.
Hi. Those were both my songs.
Yeah. Yes, they were. Would you like to tell, us what songs they were?
Well, obviously by my very apt description of Blake Lively in The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, you had to know that that was going to be Unwritten by Natasha. What is it?
Bedingfield?
Bedingfield.
That's
stellar song. You can't go
and
wrong.
And a stellar movie.
Yeah, that movie holds up.
It does.
We watched it last spring.
We did. Probably like a year ago.
A fake spring break.
Yeah.
Spring break! Speaking of movies, the last song we just heard.
Ooh, if you don't know where that one's coming from.
Inception.
That's crazy. That
oh my god!
That's insane. Oh because god. The double feature that night was
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants and Inception.
Whoa.
How did you do that?
A magic.
That was I'm a Believer from Solo.
Wow, that was a crazy moment for me and Sabrina only.
I know things.
He was there. He was watching through the window
in Maine?
With binoculars.
I knew you were there.
I'm everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're there and everywhere. That would have been a good spring song.
It's funny. Me and Sabrina actually watched Shrek 2 over spring break.
Separately.
Yeah.
Another crazy coincidence.
Yeah.
It really holds up. It's the best of all the Shreks.
That's true.
Fairy Godmother, love that character.
Oh. Mm. And I need it. I'm holding out for Hero.
Oh,
that cover.
Aren't we all?
Spencer, stop making obscene noises into the microphone.
Talking about obscene noises, I wonder who makes them.
But at least I'm not doing them live.
Oh, you do them live.
Okay.
I don't know live. What that was getting
break this tension. And legally.
And
I could.
What's the next song?
Okay.
Can you?
I don't think Spencer likes Shrek 2.
I don't have any opinions on Shrek 2. I haven't watched it.
What?
Yeah. Are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
No, you're
have
not.
Even,
Shrek
have head? You even seen the first Shrek?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Or parts of it,
Why
I guess.
Why are you on this show if you've never seen
I'm
Shrek?
Not a real person.
Get
guys.
Out. The door
Wait,
is over there.
Before we play the next song, why is that spring vibes to you?
The Shrek song.
Yeah.
Shrek. Why is it? It's a feel good song.
I was only 9
Shrek
years
is green
old.
Like
it's never
the grass.
In the swamp. It's always
muddy.
Amiable weather.
Okay.
I was only
That's
9.
A really good
I was only 9
what do you
years
think?
Old.
Does Catch Shrek race. Live in a subtropical climate? Does he live in a boreal forest? What about
Miami?
Yeah, Shrek lives
in
Miami.
Miami.
That's not a boreal forest. Miami
it's never
is
winter
a,
in the swamp.
Miami is sinking like a swamp.
So is Venice.
By,
Shrek
by
lives in Venice.
Italy.
Shrek Venetian arc? Oh.
Just make you mad. when streams are ripe and swelled with rain. Resting in my arms again. June, she'll change her tune. In restless walk she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
Okay.
Fart Garfunkel, am I on? More like...
Is it on?
Fart Garfunkel.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Fart Garfunkel.
What was the song before that?
Oh, Drag by Daywave. I picked that song because I have a close attachment to it. My dad used to listen to indie radio all the time, and I was talking... We said we would save this, but I feel a close kinship with late millennials and their music taste.
I also do.
I was 10 years old listening to MGMT on the bus.
Shout out to my older sister for showing me Vampire Weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Their first... The self-titled is their spring... No, their self-titled is their summer album.
That's what I think, too.
And then...
I think Father of the Bride is spring album.
That's true.
But I don't like it that much.
Yeah.
That's my take. Someone give Spencer attention.
Guys, here's that attention you ordered, Spencer.
I'm sorry.
That can't be enjoyable, the clicking.
It sounds awful.
Yeah.
And can I just tell you, it sounds really bad.
That's nice.
Mine's better than
this. Ooh, next break, Ian's going to read a section from Goblin Market.
Oh my God.
No!
Wait, can I?
Why did you...
We'll prepare that. Anyway, the
Christina
song before
Rossetti's
that...
Christina Rossetti's Goblin Market.
Not yet. That was April Come She Will.
Red by...
Stop.
Hey, I'm announcing the song.
Okay.
April Come She Will, and April Come She Will.
And she
April
did.
April came, she
came.
Did. All right, we're going to leave it at that.
You know in Mono UN when they go like...
Decorum.
Decorum.
Where,
yeah, we gotta bring that
what
back.
What happened to the original plot of the movie?
Exactly.
There we go.
I'm just waiting in the cold wind.
Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions.
In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation. And always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
That was my cousin Throckmorton.
Oh.
What? These guys are too witty for me.
I don't think that was witty at all.
Yeah, I think that was really stupid.
There was no intelligence involved.
Well, what song did we hear?
We gave you guys the brain cell for that PSA.
Yeah. What songs?
That
was a Spencer song first.
Yeah, yeah. The first song was Let's
Spencer
Go.
Song.
Spencer.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Charlie.
Yeah.
The first song was the thong.
Your thong looked like a girl.
Shout out to Stuart James tuning in. Okay, we can't have this much laughter behind the mics.
Okay, wait, Spencer.
This is a solemn environment.
Would you like to explain what
solemn environment?
Would you like to explain what thong you were listening to?
What song
to?
With that?
That was Let's Go Away by Rocket Ship.
What's the spring vibe?
What spring? Why is it
spring?
Springtime.
Feather and succotash.
Okay, whoa. This is not even funny anymore.
Go. What's the
string? No more, no more slurs on the radio, please.
Let's Go Away by Rocket Ship.
I don't know. It was good. Let's Go Away by Rocket Ship. It's a good song. It has like lots of sounds that caress and converge, and it's this nice.
Miss Chica.
Shut it.
The last song you just heard was "I Think It Is Beautiful That You Are 256 Colors Too" by Black Moth Super Rainbow. I just think it sounds nice. It to me, I always picture like a fast motion video of like flowers blooming whenever I listen to that song.
So true.
Post-modern.
Is it?
I think so.
The
time
song?
Lapse videos.
Low-key, I saw one in my art history class, and it was just like flashing time lapse. Are you talking about like a lot of different types of flowers, or one blooming like continually?
Oh my god!
Oh, we have a caller.
Do you know how to answer the phone?
Yeah.
Can I come over here? Get over here.
God.
Wait, I'm so excited. Who could it be?
I think it's probably Stu.
Oh.
Okay, wait. How do I do it?
Oh boy.
Can you hear them?
Oh, brother.
Hello?
Halil?
Can you hear them?
No, it's not working.
Halil?
We might have taken too long. Okay.
I think they were off air, weren't they?
Well, I did put them off air.
Call back!
Okay, we're gonna play another song.
You still should have been able to... Thank you.
sophisticated space.
Sophisticated Space by Sydney Gish. Did you, fun fact, that song was actually written about Northeastern.
Oh, wow. Did she go there?
Yeah. Cool. I almost went there, too.
I thought you were going to say Sisyphus.
The song before that was a song.
One must imagine Sisyphus happy.
The song before that was a Maddie song.
It was a Maddie song.
I like the song, too.
Do you know that song?
Yeah, Enter Laughing by Electroline.
Yeah. I just added it to my April playlist. I will be listening to it for April.
I like that you start your playlist before the month begins.
Oh.
Well, I mean, April comes, she will, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that song.
She did.
And, yep. I first heard that song around springtime last year, and it reminds me of the day that I went bike riding with Sabrina and Daniela, which was, like, one of my favorite days ever.
And we
listened to lots of good music.
Rolled up our chunky bikes to, like, a higher place.
Yeah.
A higher ground.
And then,
Got
we got sandwiches and got ice cream. It was such a good day.
It was a lovely spring day. And listened to Fiona Apple. That was the first time I had listened to Fiona Apple.
Wow. Do you remember what song it was or what album?
We were just shuffling.
It was Paper Bag.
Like everyone else.
The best song ever.
Bag of paper.
The best song ever is The Best Song Ever by One Direction.
One Direction?
Yes.
Okay, the next song.
The next song is the best song ever.
Happy Springtime. The next song is a Spencer thong.
Oh, yeah.
Can you guess what it is?
Dinner at Davies.
Who's Davy?
I don't really know, but this is a song.
He's my uncle.
This is a song that is a very genuine, as Ian described it, earnest, I believe.
It's
representation of people and lives and intertwinedness and the way that we exist together and just community, which I think is something that happens in the spring.
That's the album cover is really pretty.
Yeah, you should listen, everybody, to Garden Bed by 22 Degree Halo. He runs, so the guy behind this runs Sleeper Records, which is a great record label. Go check them out. Yeah, they're awesome. So this is a great song. I hope you all enjoy. Yeah.
Thank you. raindrops on the window mesh. I think that I'm halfway. Gracie's storming off the deck. And our knees knock in the backseat. I'm learning on the weather headrest.
To laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love, and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. We take a walk. The sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Then we lie beneath a shady tree. I love her and she's loving me. She feels good, she knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Sitting out, and I kind of want to play it.
I don't know what Spencer just said,
XTC.
But you're listening to.
Is that a drug?
No.
XTC?
Ecstasy?
No.
On air.
No.
Anyway, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio. God, this.
Well, shake your body, line.
Work, senora. Oh my god, we sang that the whole time in spring break last year. Yes, do you remember? It was the parts like, I believe you.
I believe you.
Me when I...
Wow,
remember that?
Just unlocked the little
yeah.
memory.
Okay. Me when I jump in the line and
me
rock
when
my
I believe
body
you.
In time.
I believe you.
I believe you.
I believe you.
Every time anyone said something, we're just like, I believe you.
I believe you.
It's go. No, it's jump on the line,
rock
your body,
and
it goes, okay,
I believe you. Jump in the line,
rock your body in time. Okay.
He's like, oh.
Anyway, thank you for joining us, Ian and Spencer.
Oh, you're so welcome. Should we plug our shows?
Yeah.
Doopy time, Friday.
Doopy
time. Dope on Dope in the Doopies. Fridays at 2 a.m. Every other Friday.
There's one this week, no?
Next week.
Next week. That's
yeah,
like
technically
Thursday night.
So I have a show on Fridays with my good friend Hannah Shader, who maybe you know, maybe you don't. I feel like Stu knows who Hannah is. Anyway,
Stu, our only listener.
Shush. So we have a show tomorrow. It's at 3 p.m. We have a show every week. It's at 3 p.m. We play some nice music. It's called Silly Music from the Pleasure Boat. Great Robert Hass poem. Go check it out. He writes good poetry. Yeah. Tune in, maybe. Okay.
I believe you.
I
believe in love.
Okay.
All right.
What if it was you?
Oh, I love that video. And what if it was you?
And she just stares.
She goes, you. All right, I'm going to play the final song of the night. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Okay, bye.